Is Daddy out with the cab? I asked. I need a ride.
He's off today. He's right here. Where do you need to go?
An apartment complex on Route 1. Another cringe.
Now?
Yeah. Very large sigh. Now.
I'm having stuffed shells tonight. Would you like some stuffed shells?
Hard to believe how much I wanted those stuffed shells. More than good sex, a fast car, a cool night, or eyebrows. I wanted temporary respite from adulthood. I wanted to feel unconditionally safe. I wanted my mom to cluck around me, filling my milk glass, relieving me of the most mundane responsibilities. I wanted to spend a few hours in a house cluttered with awful overstuffed furniture and oppressive cooking smells.
Stuffed shells would be good.
My father was at the back door in 15 minutes. He gave a start at the sight of me. We had an accident in the parking lot, I said. A car caught fire and I was standing too close. I gave him the address and asked him to stop at Kmart on the way. 30 minutes later, he dropped me off in Morelli's parking lot.
Tell Mom I'll be there by 6, I told him.
He looked at the Nova and the case of motor oil I'd just purchased.
Maybe I should stay to make sure it runs.
I fed the car 3 cans and checked the dipstick. I gave my father an A-OK sign. He didn't seem impressed. I got behind the wheel, gave the dash a hard shot with my fist, and cranked her over.
"Starts every time!" I yelled.
My father was still impassive, and I knew he was thinking, I should have bought a Buick. These indignities never befell Buicks. We pulled out of the lot together, and I waved him off on Route 1, pointing the Nova in the direction of Ye Old Muffler Shop. Past the orange-peaked roof of the Howard Johnson Motel. Past the Shady Grove Trailer Park. Past Happy Days Kennels. Other drivers were giving me a wide berth, not daring to enter into my thundering wake. 7 miles down the road, I cheered at the sight of the yellow and black muffler shop sign. I wore my Oakleys to hide my eyebrows, but the counterman still did a double take. I filled out the forms and gave him the keys and took a seat in the small room reserved for the parents of sick cars. 45 minutes later, I was on my way. I only noticed the smoke when I stopped at an intersection, and the red light only blinked on occasionally. I figured that was as good as I could expect.